1976, letter to Manidhar and Rohini Sutta. Please accept my blessings. I have received a letter from Jai Tirtha saying that you have distributed in 1 week 522 and 521 big books respectively. This is very wonderful. I thank you so much. Yeyata mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. Krishna becomes more and more pleased by seeing the increment of book distribution. Devotional service is absolute, but Krishna is especially pleased to see someone preaching his glories. 1976, letter to Kirtanananda. They say first impressions are lasting. If someone feels cheated by our men because they are using dubious methods of distribution and collecting money, our purity may be doubted and reputation spoiled. 1976, letter to Bal Krishna. Your report of book distribution is very encouraging. Please go on increasing more and more. Yes, you should become the topmost temple for distributing my books. This is a very good proposal. That is the only way to please me. Distribute my books profusely. That is real preaching. 1976, letter to Rameshwar. The report of the book printing is both encouraging and surprising. Every time I see this, I remember the words of my Guru Maharaj when he told me that wherever there was money, it should be used to print books, not that we shall have big temples and then fight in the court. He asked me to do this, and I am trying my little bit, that's all. It is all by his blessings, for without his blessings, this wonderful thing would not have happened. He said personally to me, quote, "If I could sell this Gaudiya Math building, that would have been much better." Unquote. He predicted that there would be fire within these walls. So I took it, "Oh, His Divine Grace wants some books." So I accepted it. Yes, I shall do it. It is all by His blessings. Mukham karoti va chalam pangum langayate girim. By His mercy, a dumb man can speak and a lame man can cross mountains. 1976, letter to Satsarup. Our first business is this book distribution. There is no need of any other business. If book distribution is managed properly, pushed on with great enthusiasm and determination, and at the same time, if our men keep spiritually strong, then the whole world will become Krishna conscious. 1976, Morning Walk, Melbourne. Devotee. When we are distributing books, Srila Prabhupada, and we are not doing so good and we are in anxiety, that is also spiritual? Prabhupada. That is, for selling books, anxiety is Krishna anxiety. If you become very anxious how to sell more books, that is Krishna anxiety. That is not trade anxiety. That is Krishna anxiety. Guru Kripa. So some people say that when I go on Sankirtan to sell books, I become in too much anxiety if I'm not doing well, so I'd rather not do it. Prabhupada. No, that is Krishna anxiety. He does not know. Let him know that it is Krishna anxiety. Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, became mother of Krishna so that she would always remain in anxiety for Krishna, whether Krishna is safe. That is mother's anxiety. Therefore, she became mother. How to become in Krishna anxiety? This philosophy nobody knows. Everyone takes Krishna as the father. Father means I'm anxiety less. Father, you supply my wants. And to become father of Krishna means to purchase anxiety for Krishna. This philosophy they do not know. 1976, letter to Jagadish. The report of temple activities in your zone is very much encouraging. In all those centers, you should especially emphasize the book distribution program in schools, colleges, libraries, etc. That is most important program, so tax your brain how to increase it more and more, and Krishna will surely help you. 1977. Letter to the German Disciples. My dear beloved disciples, please accept my blessings. I know that over the past years you have suffered so many tribulations to push forward Krishna consciousness in Germany. But this has not stopped you from your determination to serve the cause of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A devotee is pleased when there is difficulty, for in these difficulties he is forced to remember Krishna. We cannot expect that the people of Kali Yuga will welcome our attempt to spread Krishna consciousness. It is just like a lunatic asylum. The patients are running around madly, and when the doctor tries to give them treatment, they insist that they are not crazy. Sometimes the patient even strikes the doctor. So our task is like that. We cannot stand to see people suffering due to ignorance. What is that ignorance? They do not know that they are not their body. This Krishna consciousness movement is meant to deliver people to the proper understanding that they are not their body, that they are pure spirit soul. We may or may not be appreciated, that is not our concern. We must execute the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is Yare Deka Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amar Agyai Guru Haya Tara Eidesh. Whomever you meet, instruct them to follow the orders of Sri Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, by my order, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. So our business is to satisfy the Acharyas and Krishna. If they are pleased, then we know our work is successful. Go on spreading the Sankirtan movement more and more. I am only one person, but because all of you have kindly cooperated with me, this movement has now become a success all over the world. Be assured that there is no more direct way to preach than to distribute Krishna conscious books. Whoever gets a book is benefited. If he reads the book, he is benefited still more. Or if he gives the book to someone else for reading, both he and the other person is benefited. Even if one does not read the book but simply holds and sees it, he is benefited. If he simply gives small donation towards the work of Krishna consciousness, he is benefited. And anyone who distributes these transcendental literatures, he is also benefited. Therefore, Sankirtan is the prime benediction for the age. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishna Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumeya Saha. Hoping this meets you all well, your ever well-wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, Chapter 45, Please Distribute Books. My dear boys and girls, you are working so hard for broadcasting the glories of Lord Krishna's lotus feet, and thus my Guru Maharaj will be so pleased upon you. Certainly, my Guru Maharaj will bestow his blessings 1,000 times more than me, and that is my satisfaction. All glories to the assembled devotees. Postscriptum. Everyone should go with the Sankirtan party as soon as possible. 1977, letter to Stan. I have also heard that you are making plans for a very large order of my books from the BBT to be sold on a door-to-door basis on the style of the encyclopedia sales. If you can do this, it will revolutionize our book distribution and afford greater spreading of Krishna consciousness than any book distribution so far. I want that every respectable person has a full set of Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita in his home. Letter to Tamal Krishna. Book distribution is the essence of our movement. May 7th, 1976. Room conversation. Srila Prabhupada. But a devotee's view is that whatever may be this lady's inquiry, if she purchases one book, she'll be benefited. This is the point. But you, as big moralist, you think that he has cheated. He has not cheated. He has benefited her. Somehow or other, he has given a book to her. Someday she'll read and she'll benefit. But you people, you think that why we should sell like that, yes, there is some solution of power shortage. Actually, there is, but you think that he has lied. Just like there are sometimes the father's child is suffering from fever. So the father wants that the child may take the medicine, and he promises, You can take the medicine, I'll give you this cake. Their purpose is not to give the cake, actually. Their purpose is the child may take the medicine. That is the purpose. But when the father promises that, if you take the medicine, I'll give you the cake, but the cake is dangerous for the child who is suffering from fever, but still the father allures him, if you take the medicine and I'll give you cake. So is the father wrong or right? Burijan, no. Prabhupada, similarly, if somehow or other one can sell one book to a person, it is good for him. Don't take how he is selling, but he's giving the book to that person and he's paying something and that is good. But big moralists, they cannot understand. They'll see why the father has spoken lie to his son. He's not a good father. They'll mistake. Father is always friend. Father cannot be enemy. But for the benefit of the rascal child, sometimes he has to say like that. That, if you take the medicine, I'll give you cake. So those who are mundane moralists, they cannot understand this thing, because they are mundane platform. Another example is that Yudhishthir Maharaj, he was asked by Krishna that you speak lie to Dronacharya that your son is dead. Yudhishthir Maharaj refused. For this he had to see hell. He was more moralist than Krishna. For this moral activity he had to visit hell. This philosophy cannot be understood by neophyte devotees. Our purpose is why we are pushing so much this sales of books. Because our missionary activities will be very widely known. That we want. Somehow or other, let him purchase a book. That is our mission. There is no question of transgressing moral principles. Arjuna was arguing with Krishna, this killing of my relatives, it is horrible, abominable. Better I beg and maintain myself than I kill my relatives and become a king. Did he say? That is ordinary man's argument. But as Yudhishthir Maharaj refused to speak lie, Arjuna, in spite of his conviction that it is sinful to kill my relatives, he is still agreed to kill. Why? Burijan, that is supreme moral, Krishna's desire. Prabhupada, what Krishna's desire, if one dies, he's above all this material. But it should not be manufactured. The thing is that our spiritual master wants to preach Krishna consciousness, and he has repeatedly stressed to distribute books. We shall distribute books by any means. That is good. That is good. And if you become moralist that, oh, they're taking this means, that means for selling a book. So I'm big moralist. I'm bigger than him. Burijan, I don't think there is so much enmity because of the books themselves. Prabhupada, no, I think that I do not know what they are doing, but I have information that they are not selling books. Others who were transgressing the moral principle, they were selling more books, and those who are big moralists, they could not. They should follow what their spiritual master says. Book selling, there is no question of moral and immoral. They must sell. Just like in fighting, where there is fight, the soldiers, to gain victory, there is no question of moral and immoral. He must. We want that book selling must be increased as much as possible. This we want. The same thing. Let the child take medicine. Never mind the father is speaking lies. That is, because as soon as he takes the medicine, he'll be benefited. End justifies the means. End is that everyone should have a Krishna literature. Doesn't matter what is the means. Because he has taken one Krishna literature, that justifies everything. This is the principle.